But without any further ado, I want to get to round to talking to Ginger and Jason, or Jason and Ginger.
That's right.
I was looking at her, and I was like, oh, it's Jason and Ginger. So I changed your order of introduction there, but
yeah, I'm yeah, we got it. No.
These
it's
guys
how
have
it
come.
Should be.
Yes, I think women should come first, right?
That's right.
They've come all the way up from Bloomington, Indiana, to play for you guys tonight. So let's give them a big hand for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys have been playing together for how long?
About 4 years. Yep. About
four years.
Yep.
We
yep.
used to just always say 2 years, but then we thought about it, and it was like, oh, it's been 4 years.
It's been two years.
It's been 2 years yeah. for 2 years.
So now it's 4 years.
Yeah. 4 years. Yeah.
And how many CDs have you guys worked on together?
We have two CDs. We have two CDs. Our debut CD was Jokerville, which is all original material, and then we have a CD which is a salute to the women of the blues, and so those are all songs made famous by blues women over the years.
How did you two find each other? How did you hook up?
We're in the same town, Bloomington, Indiana, and there was a little place called the Cellar Lounge that had an open mic. That was, that was a long time ago.
2000.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're in 2004. That must be 14
years
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, played in different bands and different combinations and knew each other, and then the timing finally worked out to turn into a duo. So it's been great. We've been a duo about 4 years.
And how did you decide on the style that you guys have started doing?
Well, we just kind of came into it. I write most of the songs, and Ginger knows my songs very well as being a fan.
I'm a fan.
So she started out as a fan of my solo recordings. So then that just seemed kind of like a natural thing that we jumped on.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to hearing you guys play.
All right.
And we're going to get right at it. So everybody, let's welcome Jason and Ginger.
When I first met you, baby, I was a good little girl. I cheated you nice, babe. You were my whole wide world. But now time goes by, and I've changed. Here's the reason why. To show up early, baby, whenever we had a date.
And you know, ladies, that's the way it's supposed to be.
And you, pretty baby, were always running late.
Oh, sugar, you know I'm worth a little weight.
So then time goes down, and you're the one who's waiting around. Well, 'cause all your bad habits rubbed off on me.
No, that's not true, ladies and gentlemen. This is the truth here. I used to drink cherry cola.
I don't drink that now. Oh, no.
I picked up the habit of whiskey, baby.
Whiskey, baby.
And you're the one who taught me how. That's right.
Myself, you taught me so well. If we somebody else, well, you had a habit of boyfriends. Mm. And then you said,
never you mind. Never me mind. That's right, never you mind.
Well, I picked up the habit of cheating. Oh, it was just a matter of time. And now you wonder why things turn out this way. Well, there ain't too much that I can say, except all your bad habits rubbed off on me.
All your bad habits rubbed off on me.
I said all your bad habits rubbed off on me. Your car off my lawn, it's killing all the grass. I always hated that Chevrolet, now it's come to pass. The beast won't roll, kick the tires, lift that rusted hood, rattle them wires. Because I want you to know, I tried to love you for a long time. Take all your clothes, they're getting in the way. I never liked your dresses, hey, but I was too polite to say. Your rags ain't clean, take them on downtown. I know your pockets is lined with all that change I had lying around. I want you to know, I tried to love you for a long time. Cigarettes, everything smells like smoke. And when I tried to kiss you, baby, I'm liable to choke. Your smokes are all gone, take that old ashtray, the one filled with butts you could never throw away. I want you to know, I tried to love you for a long time. Thank you very much. That song is called Get Your Car Off My Lawn, and it's on a solo CD that I did right before I started working with Ginger, and it appeared on this radio show called Car Talk, and Car Talk is this NPR radio show. It's in reruns now, I think, but it's on every Saturday morning on public radio still, I think. So I got it on the Car Talk, and I was super excited about that, but the crazy thing is it was early one Saturday morning, and I had my car, and it needed a headlight replaced. And I grew up in a time where I could replace my own headlights, but now my car, I have no idea how to even go about that at all. So it requires a computer chip to replace the headlight. So I took it to the dealership, and it was a Saturday morning. I drove in to the dealership, and I said, I just need this headlight replaced. And they said, no problem, sir, that'll be 3 hours. I said, okay, no problem. I just like to use your shuttle service, you know, back to my, because the dealership is like way south of town. So I just want to use the shuttle service, you know, to get a ride back in town. They said, our shuttle service is not running today. So I had just had a panic moment, and I thought, you know, so I thought, you know, have you heard this expression, WWJD, you know, what would Jesus do in this situation? And that's a tough one, because
He probably never had to drop his own car off at the dealership at all.
No, he could have fixed it himself.
Probably. And then I thought, okay, back off. WWBDD, what would Bob Dylan do?
You know? He would have a chauffeur, probably.
Yeah, that guy doesn't drop his own car off at the...
A driver.
Yeah. So I thought, no problem. I'm an able-bodied person. I'm going to start walking. So I started walking down the street. And it was rainy and cold. It was in the winter. And car, it's more like a thing out of a movie where the cars go by and like splash me on the side
you
of the
get
road.
All wet.
You know? Yeah, I was walking along. And then suddenly my cell phone rang and the person at the other line said, "Turn on the radio in the car right now." And I said, "I can't, my car's in a dealership." your song's on Car Talk. So that was the irony of the whole thing, is that it made it on the Car Talk, but I missed it because my car was in the shop. But anyway, through the miracle of the internet, as we now know, you can hear music on the internet, like KC Cafe Radio, for example. And I was able to, they have it archived. So I was able to listen to it several times, over and over.
That's what you just play it on replay all the time.
Yeah. Here's another one called 1001. Tips, secret Dakota ring, a yellow canary tie that knows how to sing.
medallion on a paisley watch chain. Fire in the suspenders, baby, in case it rain. Bell bubble shaped just like New York State, and a California watch I never looked. Give me a minute, man, I'll give you my. Don't care what you got, cause I got style. I got blue suede boots painted by Vincent Van Gogh, and a diamond earring, baby, that don't even show. Hollywood shades with flashing red lights and kerosene cologne for those long winter nights. Give me a minute, man, I'll give you a mile. Don't care what you got, cause I got style. I said I got style. I got style. I got style. I got style. Give me a minute, man, I'll give you my. Don't care what you got, cause I got style. Imitation gold leaf and a yellow rain slicker, baby, with a zoot suit motif. Wavy flat top and a demonic sideburns and a one-trick pony that never learned. Give me a minute, man, I'll give you my. Don't care what you got, cause I got style. I said I got style. I got style. Give me a minute, man, I'll give you a mile. Don't care what you got, cause I got style.
Help me welcome back to the stage, Ginger Curry, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
I think that song was originally inspired by my high school physics teacher. He dressed fantastically every day. Of course, back then, he was wearing clothes that were 20 years or more than the fashions at the time. Now, I dress much more like he dressed at the time. Yeah, it's funny how that comes back around. Isn't it? Yeah. More than one kind of style, I guess.
More than one kind of style. You know, you could probably pick up a couple of those things here.
I love this shot, by the way. I love it here. We often do not get to play in places like this. This is true. We get to play in many wonderful places mostly around the Midwest and West, but nothing quite as cool as this place. Very nice. A lot to look at. I'm very distracted as I look around. Oh, I was like, oh, wow, I got style. I wonder what is that piece of. This is another one off our Jokerville CD. This one is called Beautiful Lithuanian Wife. Time
my beautiful Lithuanian boy. Jason mentioned that we have a CD called, it's called A Good Man is Hard to Find, and it's a tribute to women of the blues. Someone kind of out of the blue came up to us a couple years ago at a farm conference and
Folk
said,
Alliance.
Oh, sorry, at a Folk Alliance.
Yeah, Folk Alliance Region Midwest.
Region Midwest. Yeah. And they said, I would really like to have you at our library. I think that you could do a great Women's Month Women of the Blues tribute. And we were like, oh, really?
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
We didn't know it at the time, but
and
it did,
that
yeah.
we had never had on our own. But what happened was we're getting ready to do our fourth Women of the Blues
yeah.
Concert.
We have a nice load. This is up in Lisle, Illinois. So we went up there, and we have a loyal group of people that have come to us. And so we need new songs.
We're always looking for new
Women of the Blues songs.
New Women of the Blues songs.
So we, and then we're gonna record another one of that pretty soon.
I think so, yeah.
Here's one of our favorites. This
it's
is
our favorite, yeah.
Memphis Minnie song called Me and My Chauffeur.
Chiffon and spitting chewing tobacco, which is a very good, you know, if I was going to chew tobacco and spit it out, it would just end up all over my dress.
And I definitely wouldn't be able to do chiffon. That takes talent and precision. I'm sure she also had a gun close by, too.
Down to Memphis.
Oh, yeah, we did a couple in 2011. We decided we were going to, even though we don't like competitions and we don't like labels, because our music is kind of eclectic. We had a wide variety of styles. We decided to go and check out the blues. What is it called?
Blues challenge.
And so what you do is you compete at a regional level, and if you win at the regional level, you can go to Memphis and participate in the Blues Challenge. And we were fortunate that year. We worked as a duet. And actually, maybe that was one of our first times doing a duet.
Yeah,
the duo gig was the 2011. And so we went down there, and they do these, like, semifinals, and then you work your way up to the finals. And so the first night we played at the end of the street, and we made it through the first round, and so we got to play a second night. It was really fun. And then, so at the second night, we were in the middle of the street, middle of Bill Street. On this side of me was a portrait of Memphis Minnie. That's where I saw her in her chiffon dress. It was very fun. We had a fun time. Had a fun time in Memphis.
We sure did.
Thank you.
by a friend of mine out in Western Colorado. It's called the Dobrado, and it has this big metal plate here, and inside the plate is a resonator, what they call the cone. Sounds like a bunch of food terms, I think. But, and then the strings sit on what's called the biscuit of the cone. I never thought about that. It's kind of, I've got food on the brain.
We had biscuits for lunch.
We did do that. That must be it.
That's what it is.
So, but this type of guitar, this type of resonator guitar, was the most popular kind of guitar in the 20s, 30s. And then they were very popular because they were loud without the amplifier even. They were very loud to be heard because guitars were mostly a parlor instrument that people played small. And then this way was a way to kind of amplify the sound of the guitar to try to get it out in front of the sound, to cut through the, like a big band arrangement, you know? So, or cut through the, over the banjo, for example.
Yeah.
Not to pick on a banjo. I know some of your best friends are banjo players.
Some of my
best friends
are banjo players, yes.
Exactly. So, they were very popular, and then, out of the blue, somebody figured out how to make an amplifier like this. An amplified guitar, and so the Sears and Roebuck Company had many, many, many resonator guitars that were no longer popular at all. So they were sold very cheaply through the Sears Roebuck catalog all throughout Mississippi Delta and into Appalachia, and so that's where a lot of blues players got a hold of these guitars very inexpensively and delivered to their doorstep. So that's how they became very popular. My friend of mine had this piece here called the Bigsby, which is an innovation from the 1950s, and it has this effect. Some days I just do that all day long.
It's hard to get stuff done on those days.
Yes, isn't it? It's so true. I love that one. Here's another one. This one is on the CD as well. This is called Can't Live No Place. Thank you.
Thank you. One more thing I want to tell you about is I'm playing with a slide here. This is a metal slide, and I learned to play slide guitar when I was in Mississippi. I went to school in Mississippi, and I apprenticed myself to this very good blues player. His name is James Sun Thomas, and he, most all the slide I play, I learned from him. And he always used a metal slide like this, but among slide guitar players, aficionados, there's many debates as to what kind of slide you should use, whether you should metal slide or glass slide. For a long time, I was really into there's these kind of pill containers. You probably see these here in your shop occasionally. They're a pharmacy. Pills came in this little bottle. It was a bottle. And so they were made out of glass. My grandmother had many of them in her house, so I made her go through every drawer until she found every single one of them. And they're very fragile, those glass ones. So when I finally got a chance to talk to Sun Thomas, my mentor there in Mississippi, I wanted to ask him why he used the metal slide. He was a hard guy to ask questions of. First, you had to sit through hours of professional wrestling on TV. And I don't know if it's real or fake. I never figured that out. Did you ever figure that out?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so...
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so we'd watch that for hours, and then we'd start playing guitar. I finally got the courage, and I said, you know, son, why do you use the metal one instead of the glass one? And he took a very long pause, and he closed his eyes, and I thought, wow, I'm going to get the real story, the real deal. This guy learned slide guitar from Elmore James, literally in the Mississippi Delta. I thought, this is what it's all about, like glass or metal. He said, the reason I use the metal one is because when you drop it, it doesn't break. So I thought, well, there you go. That's a very practical guy. Very practical guy.
Very practical. Before we do the next one,
yeah.
You want to try maybe playing a little slide with this glass?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't know if it'll work.
Oftentimes, Sun had a story before they manufactured these or bought them at the hardware store. They'd make them out of bottles. They'd take out like a... Yeah, yeah,
Coca-Cola.
A bottle, a Coca-Cola bottle, and they break the neck off of it. So they
you
call it
a beer bottle
neck slide. This one, this is our official Jason and Ginger glass. For a long time, we were calling them whiskey glasses, but then your aunt, what is
my
she?
Aunt, I sent some to my aunt's, my family's from South Alabama. So I sent one to my aunt, who's a good Southern Baptist, and she said, she wrote me a letter back, and she goes, I want to thank you for the juice glass that you sent me. So now they're juice glasses or beverage glasses?
Yes, but you can...
But you can play your guitar with them, too. And if you ever wonder if you go, what did Jason and Ginger look like? Well,
there we are.
Right here. It's like, this is a dream come true. I was like, I've always wanted to be on a whiskey glass. So
we're going to do one more song for you and take a very brief intermission. Enjoy some of this wonderful food and this great place. This song, there's this kind of music. I know all people, hip people here in Belton, Missouri know all about this. Sometimes when we play in other places, I got to explain everything.
Yeah, you have to explain everything,
Here, I don't know, you know that the traditional music of Indonesia is called gamelan. Gamelan music, and it's like gongs and drums and...
bells.
Yeah, it's very beautiful, very beautiful music. So there was a gamelan community in Chicago when I lived there, and I got so inspired by their music, I decided to write a blues song about it. This is called Gamelan Boyfriend.
Better be. Howlin' Wolf. He don't lie, Guitar Slim. I know, pretty baby, never love a man like him, because I know you better, baby.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Kathy and John, Sally, for having us here. A brief intermission. We'll be right back. Thank you.